And now, James Gravel.
In our last lesson, we discussed how important it is for Christians to possess the mind of Christ. One of the ways we can do that is to, as Jesus himself put it, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. Luke 10, verse 27. Jesus, of course, did not just say that. He did it. In John 6, verse 38, he said, I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Two chapters later, in John 8, verses 28 and 29, he remarked, I do nothing of myself, but as the Father taught me, I speak these things. I always do those things that please him. This is exactly what is wrapped up in the command, Be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1, verse 16. If we expect to develop and to display the mind of Christ, then we too must be holy as he is holy. In Ephesians 5:17, the Apostle Paul wrote, Do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So obviously, we must also do the will of God. We, like Christ, must always do those things that please God. Of course, that is easier said than done since, as James observed in James 3, verse 2, we all stumble in many things. In fact, James went on to say in that same verse, if anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man. Yet from Mark chapter 10, verse 18, we learn that no one is good, no one that is, but God. This is why the Apostle John wrote, My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the whole world. 1 John 2, verse 12. Developing the mind of Christ means that we must hate and avoid sin. But when a Christian does sin, he must confess that sin, James 5, verse 16. Repent of it, Luke 13, verse 3. Accept God's forgiveness, Ephesians 4, verse 32. And strive from that point on to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, Matthew 5, verse 48.